Welcome to today's edition of City Watch. I have with me today Josh Agers, Director of Parks and Recreation. And today we're going to talk about everything news in Parks and Rec.
That's a busy place to be, Parks and Rec.
Take it away.
Busy place. Yeah, just some great opportunities coming up. We got some projects that are in the hopper right now. We recently got our bids back for the Eagle Point Park Trail, which is a project that we received funding for from the CCDA to be able to pay for 50% of that. We're going to put a half-a-mile trail within the north loop that will be for pedestrians, because right now to access Eagle Point Park by bike, by walking, you got to go on the road. And as we all know, it's called Serpentine Drive for a reason. A lot of tight corners, a lot of tight spaces. So this will give us a 6-foot wide sidewalk where people can go and, you know, walk their pets, walk their children, and not have to worry about crossing pedestrians with bicycles. And that should be hopefully being completed here by the end of June. And that'll be one of the projects we'll have coming here in the very near future.
I just saw a map of what the proposal is, and basically it just looks like an ear that's going up through the north part of the park.
Yeah, we wanted to meander the Serpentine Drive route as best we could, try to connect as much as we could to, like, that observation area, the North Pavilion, the bathroom, and then that new central shelter. So trying to get it as close to those to make it as accessible as possible.
And then have an entry point essentially in the lodge parking
lot. In the lodge parking lot,
So that would be really
good. Much safer way to enjoy and improve access to our parks.
Yep, perfect. And we have a little pickleball news, right?
Yeah, pickleball. Recently, we awarded a contract to Manats to do the tennis courts at Erickson Center, which is within Emma Young Park. It was a little old, a little dated. And we thought, what a great way to repurpose and repurpose that space in a multi-use area. So we're going to add some pickleball courts, retain one of the tennis ball courts, and then add in a basketball court. Our proximity to, A, that neighborhood, but B, the middle school being right there, having kids have a place to go play basketball after school is a great opportunity to give them a fun, healthy activity, pretty well-supervised area, because that's where our main office is, so it's just a great place for them to go. So that should be happening this summer as well. It's a great project for our department.
And one of the things that we were talking about earlier is probably if we can find some money somewhere, we need to get some net screens.
Agreed.
You know.
Yep, and we learned a lot of lessons from the riverfront pickleball courts, which we have 8 courts down there, and blessing and a curse, they're constantly
full, used,
which is great. But guess what? You've got a younger contingency of teenagers and college-age kids that want to play too, so they're fighting for court space. Well, now we can alleviate that congestion a little bit, and this will put us at 12 courts for a town of our sizes is quite a bit, but so is the participation, so you got to keep ahead of demand.
Yep. So, and then we want to talk about Bubble. Lover's Fountain.
Oh, the Lover's Fountain. So, unpopular opinion or choice, but it's going to be down all summer long. Not because we want it to, because we're forced to. We have been working on that project to get a contractor in to just look at the fountain, tell us what's wrong with it, tell us what it needs. And a company we had lined up to do that, unbeknownst to us, had gone out of business after we had awarded them the contract. So, we had to recircle the wagons, and then we've now got a company in there. And then in the meantime, our electrical systems did finally crap out. It's an old WPA project.
WPA project, right?
So much like a lot of the facilities we have in our park systems, they've lasted their useful life, right? Like, we've gotten everything out of them we possibly can. So the goal now will be to circle back, redo the plumbing, redo the electrical. Right now, that electrical is inside the water area, inside that fountain,
right,
which is not how you would design it, right? So we want to pull the electrical out, redo the pumps, redo the plumbing, redo the pressurizing, redo the lighting, bring back the vibrance of that fountain that it once was. But it's going to take this year to get that completed. So
it's a big project.
It's a massive project.
Because it's basically a whole creation of something new. Hopefully, it will look like it does now.
And it's below grade.
And it's
That's
below grade.
That's something that I think you can't account for is when you get heavy rainfalls, when you get that water, it's got to go somewhere. It's one of the lowest points, so it floods the fountain constantly.
Yeah.
So we're going to address a lot of those issues as well.
Yep, so that'll be upcoming here. It'll be here. There's a lot of things that we will see as a community, not in 2026, not in 2027, but in 2028. that this community is going to be brand new. It's going to look brand new. It really is, yep, with all the road work and all the projects are coming.
Yeah, you think of the Bluff project coming along great. I mean, by the time that gets done, that'll be a huge, yep, injection point right into the heart of our city. So,
and then one last thing we can talk about. We have about a minute left about the sports complex idea that has been circulating.
Sports facility, this conversation is not new. It's been talked about. It's been brought up. It has been solicited by our community for countless times. It's just
2 decades that I've been part of.
Yeah, it's a big price tag, and I think we finally are to the point where we've got a little bit of seed money to do a concept refinement to say, all right, what's this thing look like? Where would it go? How many courts do we need? How many square feet do we need? How many parking spaces do we need? How much acreage do we need to accommodate that? How many ball fields do we need? So we are tapped out in our community for field space, as far as court space, between volleyball clubs, basketball clubs, parks and rec programming and everything in between. It's just we are busting at the seams and there's not enough space to hold us. So this is long overdue. It's finally getting a little bit of attention to say, let's just start looking towards what year could we do this. So once we get those findings, we'll start rolling out some public meetings, share it with everybody to say, this is what it could look like, folks. And then obviously we would have to go to a referendum to let the city vote to see whether yay or nay they want to approve this. But our pre-existing study said that we would have about a 70% approval rating. So we're excited about that.
Perfect. Well, that's come what we have for today, folks. If you ever have any questions about Parks and Recreation, certainly call out to the offices out at the Erickson Center.
Yep.
And Josh will be able to help you, or Kathy, or Brandon, or Dave, or Sherry, or Nancy.
Yep.
Who else is out there? Dustin.
Any one of us, yep. Don't forget, it's that time of year to start signing up for your sports programs. Spring soccer's around the corner. It's pool season, so make sure we get those programs signed up for in time so you're guaranteed your placement on your team or where you want to be. So
great. All right. Thank you very much, Josh. Everybody have a good day.
Thank you.